we've reached a sad day in the history of my motherhood journey. It turns out that Anayazai does not like the beach.
Oh, yeah.
Hello. My name is Mrs. Melanin.
And I'm Belief Mel.
And we're here with episode 198 of
How Married Are You? Okay, my name is Belief. This is Yvette. Married 13 years. Live in California. We got 4 kids. Relationship scary. It's very necessary. Share our lover struggles. We ask how married are you? Every Tuesday and Thursday, shawty. If you're listening, you're in a wedding party. It's okay if you want to put your hands up. You got the questions, we got the answers.
It's chocolate baby story time.
Chocolate baby story time.
It's chocolate baby story chocolate. Time.
1, 2, 3, and...
It's chocolate baby story time.
So, last week I had a conversation with our kids. They sat down and we talked about consent to be on camera. And a lot of you guys don't know, I have not been posting consistently on Belief in Fatherhood for almost a year. I would say like right at the new year, yeah. And the reason why is because for some reason our kids just was like, yeah, man, I'm not really excited about being on camera. It's not really a vibe. I'm not really interested. The oldest too.
What happened was, I enrolled them in an enrichment program where they were going 2 days a week, and people started to comment on their activities and stuff. So they realized people were watching the channel.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think they fully realized it's out there and yeah, people see what you're doing, you know, all the things.
Yeah. And they're learning like the thousands place, the 10,000th place, and they're looking at our videos and
yes,
they're like, is that the amount of people? Right. And so,
yeah,
you know, it was kind of shell shocked and they were like, yeah, man, I'm over it. Figure out something else to do. And so, like, even when we'd be filming, they'd be like, yeah, turn the camera off for this part, or turn the camera off, or I don't want to be on camera. And we've always just kind of respected what they wanted to do. We just asked them, like, hey, if you don't want to be in camera, like, step out of the room. You know what I'm saying? Or we'll be filming over here. If you don't want to be on camera, don't come in here. But last week they were like, yeah, man, we don't care nothing about that. Like, people going, you know, they're going to say what they're going to say, but we want to be on camera. Like, I want to make videos again. And it just was like, and I just kind of looked at them and like, yeah, why aren't we posting again? I was like, well, you guys said you didn't want to be on camera. And they were like, yeah, I don't know why I said that. I was tripping, you know. And, you know, it really put us in a bind because we make money off of that. You know what I'm saying? We make money, they make money, like, it helps with the business. And I was just like determined to find another way to make some bread. And it wasn't like, hey, if you don't do this, we're gonna be broke. But I'm just kind of like, hey, like, just so you know, like, things are kind of tight, you know. And I didn't tell them the reason why, but now they're like, yo, I'm ready to do this. So, you know, Belief in Fatherhood's back, and I'm pretty excited about that, man. The episodes with Yvette and homeschool and us talking about consent with the kids and all that stuff is up, so make sure you guys support that.
Yes, indeed. So, we've reached a sad day in the history of my motherhood journey. It turns out that Anayazai does not like the beach.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if she knows what she's talking about. I really don't. But she said that the other day. And it was traumatic for so many reasons. It was traumatic for one, because I really did think that my daughter enjoyed the beach.
Yeah.
Which I think all of my children enjoy the beach. They just want to be in the water and do all that. And when we go to the beach, we don't always get in the water because I'm not trying to like bathe people and do all that stuff. But anywho, that's neither here nor there. The thing that troubles me the most is that she may have felt as though she needed to pretend to love something for me.
People pleaser.
That part is the part that like stings the most, because I want all of my children to be authentically who they are and know that I will love them regardless. And it's sweet, it's special, because it's like, oh, she knows I love this thing, and so that's oftentimes what she wants to go do with me. You know, so she's looking for a way to connect with me based on whatever. But at the same time, I'm like, okay, just the way she's been availing herself to me all these years, I need to do the same thing. Like, when I don't feel like playing with Barbies, I need to sit down and play with Barbies. Or when I don't feel like necessarily getting my nails done, I need to just sit down and get my nails done, because it makes her happy.
Yeah, that was actually really sad. Like, watching that whole thing unfold. Not for you, but I was like, dang, she's a really good liar.
Yeah.
Like, she can pretend really well.
She does.
And I was like, oh, wow. And we were all shocked.
We all were.
Because we were all sitting in the bed and, you know.
How did that come up?
I don't know. I think I recorded it, though. But it was like, Anaya was just sitting there, and then Eva was like, you love the beach, right, Anaya? You like the beach? And she was like, no. And ran out of the room. And Eva made it, you know, you were being dramatic, right? And really sad. Really sad, but I'm impressed.
Her brothers definitely did think that she liked it. The only child that's saying that they like the beach is Uzi. And then Theo and Raya prefer Hawaii for the beach.
Yeah.
But it's like, y'all are tripping. We can't be in Hawaii all the time.
Right.
But yeah, that was a very sad day in my life. Anywho, if you are watching this podcast on YouTube, we would like for you to take a moment to pause whatever it is that you're doing.
Immediately,
like right now, this instant, and like this video.
Please,
and thank you.
Yeah.
Like this video. Make sure you're subscribed to the channel. Make sure that you just go ahead and share it. Be like, hey, the Henrys have a new episode out. Watch it with me or something. Mm-hmm. Do a watch party. Do they do that on YouTube? Watch parties? Or is that just a Netflix thing?
Well, we have a premiere, so when we premiere it, they can all watch together.
Yes, do that. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, y'all, please like this video.
Yeah.
Subscribe, turn on the notification bell, do all those things. We didn't think it was necessary for us to do this all these years. We're almost at 200 episodes, and we have not really taken the time out of each episode to say, hey, like this video. But we are realizing the value that the like has, and so...
Oh, the value we give.
And the value we give.
You know.
So please just engage with us, like us, comment, do all the things. We love y'all. We appreciate our wedding party so much. And we are going to get into this episode right now.
All right.
So we have an email. And I'm just going to read it. Greetings. My name is not telling you. Not going to say it. I am 21 years old and I prefer to keep my name anonymous. Okay. For viewing due to my circumstances. I have been in a relationship with my fiance for 2 going on 3 years, and we just got engaged in June of this year. Congratulations. We both come from 2 completely different backgrounds, one with him not having a father figure, which has caused quite a bit of tension in our relationship, and we have a lot of issues recurrent that for some reason we can't get past, and not to mention there is tension between him and my family. It's a lot going on. I love him. He is a great man. He is attentive, caring, and protective, and he is trying to be a provider. However...
Excuse me. Let me just recap this real quick.
Okay.
She's in a relationship with a man she just got engaged to. How long were they engaged? How long were they together?
They've been together almost 3 years.
3 years. Just got engaged. He has daddy issues that somehow... He doesn't have a father.
He just doesn't have a father figure.
And that has somehow manifested in their relationship.
Mm-hmm. It's caused tension.
Okay, red flag, one. And okay. Then two, the family doesn't like him.
Facts.
Okay, two. All right, got it.
And I think she already said that... okay, never mind. Oh, we're getting into the next red flag. Okay. Caring and protective, and he is trying to be a provider. However, he is also manipulative, and I just don't know what to do. We have quite a bit of problems going on in this relationship, one issue being my walk with Christ. In the beginning, I was not saved, and I made promises in this relationship that I took back during my walk with Christ. He's a believer, but he has his own journey. We are in different levels, you could say. So that's a struggle. The main issue at hand is that we are currently homeless, and I'm the only one working.
Woo! Stop. Oh.
Ooh. I really need to start turning this so I can see you when I read
this. Oh, my gosh. Wait.
Mm-hmm.
What is it good for? What is it good for? Struggle love.
You ready for more?
I'm so confused.
It only gets better.
You mean worse? You mean worse? Okay, so let's tally this up. Okay, so we got first thing is y'all been together 3 years, just got engaged. Congratulations, right? And then you got he has daddy issues that somehow have reached into your relationship. I don't know how that happened. The family doesn't like you. Okay, that's two.
Oh, you're keeping those together.
Yeah, keeping those. I'm keeping the
daddy issues and family issues together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was counting that as three.
Okay. That's only two. Right? Okay. So then you got. He's manipulative.
Yeah.
He's got his own walk with the Lord. That's a red flag.
What does that even mean?
Let someone describe me like that. Hey, you know Glenn? Yeah, he got his. You know, he out there doing music. He got his own relationship with the Lord.
Yeah.
Nah. Of course, he got my own relationship with the Lord. Why you had to say that? Nah. And then what else? They homeless. And something else.
And
about,
she's the one working.
And he ain't got no job. Now, these are not the type of men that we talk about. Like, these are not the type of men that...
But he's caring and protective and attentive.
He's caring, protective, and attentive. That also allows him to be controlling. Caring, protective, and attentive sounds like control.
Feeds into the manipulation.
Feeds into the manipulation. I'm caring and protective over many things. Right?
Facts.
You know?
Very true, babe.
All right.
Okay, so wow. So we are currently homeless and I'm the only one working. I moved out of my parents' house to be with him.
Oh,
there goes the tension between him. Yeah. And I'm basically in this situation to be with him. He has had trouble in the past with holding a job, and I feel a majority of this relationship I have held the torch. Right now, he is trying to be a provider. This is the second time she said he's trying to be a provider. How much trying? Anyways, he details. I don't know what this means. He details to bring in some income.
You know, this is like build a man. She's like making so many different assumptions and making so many excuses for this person. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what are you? Like, you know how the Lord sees you in your glorified state?
Mm.
That's how she sees this man.
Mm. Which is great and a blessing. He details to bring in some income, which is great and a blessing. I don't know what that sentence means. That feels like it's a typo. However, with us being homeless, it's been argument after argument. When I speak on something, whether it be how I feel or what I need, he either disregards it, makes me feel like I'm wrong for how I feel, brings up the past to make an example, or just says, I understand, and I feel he really doesn't. Then, when I just stop talking, I'm wrong. And when I just stop caring, he then wants to be sorry and puts himself down. Then, I really stop caring because I feel like he's being manipulative. And then when I do that, he gets mad at me for how I'm acting. Then, after everything explodes, he's the only one that wants to fix it. And then, comes up with the solution I have been suggesting as if he thought of it. I love this man. I care for him. I really believe he is my soulmate, and I'm willing to see it through. I'm just exhausted and don't know what to do. And here's what I just want to say. Girl, if you are exhausted now, can you imagine the exhaustion you're going to commit your life to when you walk down that aisle? Run. Don't walk. Run. I think she should just go.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have to. You deserve better, women. You deserve better. You shouldn't be out here trying to make sense of something that don't make sense.
Yeah.
You just cannot do that.
Yeah. Sound dumb.
And I'm not trying to, I didn't say that. He said
that. I sound dumb. It sound dumb.
I know. I'm trying to
find it. Baby girl, this is dumb. This is dumb.
Oh, God.
And like, I can't, like, I don't care who this person is, mm-hmm. right? Like, it's just not smart.
Yeah.
Right? It is, you are not, what are you doing over there?
I'm so sorry.
I think the basis of a relationship, right, is like love and respect. What are you gonna say?
Just the way you started that sentence, it made me think he ain't sturdy.
He not sturdy. He's not sturdy.
He ain't sturdy.
Shout out to the OG episodes.
And you know, like, my husband, he chose me because I was sturdy. Yeah. And low-key, I chose him because he was somewhat sturdy. This man is the definition. He is the antonym of sturdy.
Sturdy, yeah.
Get out of there.
Well, listen, like.
Sorry. The basis? Go ahead.
Yeah, and I would say that I don't know. I don't know. Because when I'm trying to think about who I was, you know, part of me, like, tries to find me in everybody.
Mm,
you know okay. what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, okay, did I have any remnants of this?
Mm.
But I had to look, because, you know, I've heard this situation before. And I had to sit down and I have looked at myself in the mirror. And I've listened to the man in this situation try to make sense of his senselessness. And I just couldn't make any sense of somebody who would allow themselves to not desire to work and be okay not working. Like, I could see if you were doing something. Like, last episode, we were listening to a guy talk about how he's trying to pursue music. And that the whole thing is like, yeah, go ahead and pursue the music, but do something else in the meantime, in the mm-hmm. interim. This guy can't even treat you right. And he don't even know how to, he not even trying to get a shelter over your head.
Mm-hmm.
And you're the only one working. And somehow he's allowed his daddy issues to spill all over your feet. I'm going to tell you this. You're going to end up a fraction of who you are.
Yeah.
All right.
And
now,
you probably currently are. To be completely honest,
you're probably, you know, you could probably see some of your dreams withering away,
mm.
some of your standards withering away, but you are literally going to become a fraction of who you are because he has no plans. There's nothing there. That I don't know you. I love this man. You are trapped in I feel like, what is this? This is like you're under a spell to me.
Hmm.
Somehow,
mm-hmm.
and we probably know what it is, probably having good sex, right? Sex might be incredible, and that's maybe all he got for you. If that's not the case, I don't understand what's happening. You know what I'm saying? But this situation is so despicable. Even me, like, looking at him, like, we don't condone this. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know a man in my circle that's like, yeah, man, he'll figure it out. Like, girl, if you don't get away from that man, because you know what's going to happen? If you leave him and he's on his own, if he's not the crazy type that try to follow you, right?
Mm.
Right? If you leave him and he's on his own, he is going to get better when someone else demands it.
Ooh.
The next woman in his life is going to get the better version of him. But you've accepted him as the trash that he is currently, and that's all you're going to get. This is as good as it's going to get for you, right? Because at least he should be able to manage his temper. If he can't control his pockets, the least he should be able to do is not be disrespectful to you and manipulate you with his feelings, right? But once he does that, and then he can't, you know, can't keep a job, can't get a job, you know, doesn't care to be sheltered, doesn't even know how to respectfully say, hey, Mr. and Mrs. whatever, I'm so sorry I got your daughter in a situation. Please, like, if you can pray for us, if you could, he's not even submitted to that.
Or even let her come back home.
Let her come back. Hey, you take her, you know what I'm saying? For now, I don't even deserve her, mm-hmm. right? Like, get rid of this guy. This guy is the epitome of, like, you know? But I'm not saying that something better can't happen. I'm not saying that he can't grow and be incredible. I'm not saying that. But what we're looking for, I don't think he respects you. And that's the bare minimum, right? Like, even dogs are protective over their food. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how she described it. Like, yeah, like, he's attentive and he's protective. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not anything to be, like,
And then I think a big thing, a big, like, one of the hugest red flags is the fact that your walk with Christ is now somehow doing him a disservice in your relationship. But he also has his own relationship with the Lord that somehow doesn't align with yours. So right there, I feel like it's already like an imbalance. Yeah. There's a huge crack in the foundation that proves that it's not going to be sturdy enough to hold this relationship. Because the closer you get to the Lord, hopefully, I always think of this triangle when it comes to that. I think I've mentioned this on the podcast before, where the Lord's at the top of the triangle and then we're at the base. And the closer we get to the Lord, the closer we get to each other, if that makes sense. I like that imagery. I don't know how biblical or accurate it is, but I do think it's a good picture. And so if you're growing closer to the Lord, you're only going to get more distant from him if he stays here and he's not trying to help himself. You know what I'm saying? So I would just encourage you to run.
Yeah.
I said run. I just say go. Leave him. It's done. This relationship has nothing for you, my love. There is, like Glenn said, like, if anything, you may become a shell of yourself. And there's going to come a point in the near future or in the future where you're going to be like, I can't believe this is my life.
Yeah.
And I could have done better. And you deserve better. And so I think right now this is your cry for help. And we are telling you, you deserve better.
Right. And so sometimes I talk about, women taking potential and making and like believing in potential. But this is obviously like no potential. And the thing is, if you say, hey, I can't do this anymore, I'm leaving. And he's like, wait, please, I'll do this. Mm-hmm. Right. You shouldn't have to say that. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't get to the point where you're ready to walk away. He should be so disgusted with himself in this situation that he's willing to do anything. Last episode, we talked about, hey, what are you willing to do to get to this beat making musician stage? It's like, what are you not willing? Like, what won't you do to make this thing work? Mm-hmm. You know, so give the ring. What did he propose to you with? What is it? Ring pop?
A ring pop.
Give that thing back to him and walk out of there and go to your mama house. This is crazy. Go home. You got, it's so much better for you. Apologize to your family for making a dumb decision. Right? Like, and I can't even like, I can't hold any punches because, and I can't like sit here and like try to be nice because this isn't a nice situation. You are in, like you're in the pit, you know what I mean? Like a pig pen, you know, and you're trying to make sense of it. And so any man that refuses to work and has the ability to, right? I don't got no respect for, you know what I'm saying? I really don't. And I say that proudly, you know, being someone who I don't know what I was on. I don't think I refused to work. I definitely had some situation, a plan with music and stuff like that, but it wasn't enough. Mm-hmm. Like I needed that bully, you know, I needed that conversation with Pat to be like, yo, go get a freaking job. What are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? Like go work somewhere, do anything, mm-hmm. do something, figure it out, you know? And I just kept working. I kept working. I kept hating my jobs and that it is what it is, you know?
You know what? Are you done with your thought? I'm sorry.
I'm angry. Go ahead.
I was recently like reflecting on just relationships that I think we're seeing on social media. But I do think that the fruit of the relationship does speak volumes for whatever that I'm seeing. But I was looking at people like Toby and Fat and Michelle and Barack, and
I don't know why you're putting them on the same.
Well, I'm not necessarily putting,
I mean, them, I love Toby and Fat, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not necessarily putting them on the same thing, but I'm looking at like all the success that Toby is having, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's just stick with Toby and Fat.
Okay.
So Toby is a super successful person. He has been super consistent with his craft, putting out content, doing all the things. And Toby has been there. I'm sorry, Fat has been there all along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about this, and I'm not going to lie, I was doing like a comparison thing.
With
like,
you and I?
With you and I. It's like, how can I better be showing up for my husband such that he is like uber successful?
Mm-hmm.
Because, I don't know if I'm going too far right now, but what I'm realizing is that I feel like, and I don't know if this is some sort of entitlement or whatever, but I feel like some of like the financial stress that we have, we shouldn't have at this point in like our life, as far as it is concerned, as far as like, it feels like something should pop off. Like, we shouldn't be trying to figure out how to fund Frank Puppet.
Mm-hmm.
We should just have the resources to be able to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I don't know, just things should just be a little bit more lucrative for us, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, I feel like it's me. I feel like it's me. I'm like, how am I holding us back? And it wasn't just Toby. In fact, I can't even think of any of the people that I was thinking of. I mean, and you can even look at Tabitha Brown and Chance. You know, like, I know that's a different example because it's the female versus the male, but, you know, I feel like your partner matters.
Well, yeah, 100%. So, and what's your point, though?
So, my point is that, because earlier you said something about, like, how, you know, she could make him, I forget exactly how you said it, but it took me to that train of thinking where it's like,
oh, what she does with potential?
Yes, 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 yes. That was the comment.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like I don't know. I just started thinking about what does it take in a woman. I was specifically thinking about a woman to be able to help propel things, catapult things into like a.
You know, I don't really like how you put yourself down like that. You know what I'm saying? Because I understand where we're at and like who's paying attention. And I don't want to make it seem like that statement, though we all could use like a reflection of, oh, how could I be doing better?
Mm-hmm.
It's not a your fault thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because just as much as there may have been missteps on your part, there's missteps on my part,
mm-hmm.
right? There's considerations that most people don't take that have allowed us to kind of like, we're just going to take the L. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? In order to stay sane. Mm-hmm. So even though we're not as lucrative financially, I do feel like we're not in the wrong place or we're out of our bounds. You know what I'm saying? Which it can feel that way when everything's going perfect. You know what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying by that?
No.
So, like, if everything's going well and we're super successful, sometimes it feels like you can't make a mistake. You know what I'm saying? And then you start to put yourself in situations that you don't belong in. You know what I mean? Because, well, that worked out. This worked out, too. And you know what I mean? You start to be able to afford things that, like, you really shouldn't be at. You know? Like, there's groups and communities I've been a part of, and I'm like, I don't belong here.
Yeah.
You know? But because I can afford it, I was there.
Yeah.
So I just want to be mindful in how you speak to yourself, you know what I mean, and make sure you're not putting yourself down. But I do understand what you're saying, where you're kind of like, there's a version of myself that, you know, could be more supportive in certain areas, right?
Or, yeah, that can just show up. I don't know. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. I wasn't necessarily trying to talk myself down. I was more so, I don't even know.
And so I would say that if we're just being transparent, mm-hmm. and I don't want to feel like, I don't want you to feel like I'm kicking you while you're down on yourself. But there was a season of this union where Yvette was just kind of like, hold on. Right? And we just kind of sat there. And I was like, I need you to come over here. And you're like, wait. Right?
Yeah. Because I like to see where I'm going. I like to brace myself. I like to, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? It's like, okay, I'm about to go up on a roller coaster. You know how it goes, tick, 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 yeah. tick, tick. And then when I get to top, I know I'm going to go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so for me, I don't want to just experience that. Mm-hmm. Right. I need that time to go to prepare my heart, my mind.
Right.
And everything for what's coming.
Right. And I feel like I was trying to prepare you for that season. Like, hey, it's about to go down. It's about to go down. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I think one thing I've noticed about you is that you're like a, hold on, let me brace myself. Mm-hmm. Or I'm not ready. Mm-hmm. You know, even sometimes when we're play fighting, you'll be like, wait, time out. And then you'll like, you have a plan. You know what I'm saying? And like, I think mm-hmm. when I focus on your comfort primarily, instead of the plan that God has given me, it's going to affect us. Mm-hmm. And I have to be okay with you being upset for a season.
Mm-hmm. But how long does the season last?
You know, I think that if we look back on it, if we would have waited for you to be comfortable, we probably wouldn't have been there yet. Because you had to go through the discomfort to realize, mm-hmm. I was fine. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I think it's a me issue. I don't necessarily believe it's you, right? Because there is, you know, this is a family business. And so you think about a family business, you're like, yo, hey, is everybody on board? That's what I'm thinking about. Like, I'm like, hey, is everybody good? We're about to step into this thing, you know? But I could have just been like, hey, this is what we're doing. Trust me. You know what I'm saying? Now, some of that behavior leads to abuse, right? Joe Jackson, you know what I'm saying? You got, and I don't know anything about, I don't know if Tiger Woods' dad was abusive, but I know that he like trained his child, right? I know that, you know, I don't know anything about Mr. Williams, right? Serena and Venus's mm-hmm. father. I don't know, you know, anything that happened bad there. I think he's a great father. I don't know. But I know there is a little bit of like, no, this is the plan. In order for us to make it and for you guys to be good, we all have to think like this. You know what I'm saying? And
I think we're even like going back to your chocolate baby story time, and I don't mean to cut you off.
Yeah.
But I feel like we're even kind of experiencing some of that energy being appropriate because the kids are like, well, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
They don't know. And I don't know. Like, honestly, before Glenn like was like, oh, I'm going to put up videos on YouTube, I thought YouTube was like an educational search engine because.
Ooh, yep. Sorry.
There was like an echo.
That was the loudest
that
one yet.
That makes my blanket hitting the microphone.
Yeah, five times. That was way worse.
Anyway, what was I saying? Dang it.
You thought YouTube was an educational platform.
Oh, I thought YouTube was an educational platform. So I didn't, like, I would use it to go look up different ways to teach math problems or whatever when I was teaching. And then Glenn was like, no, you know, you want to do whatever. And then I'm like, oh my goodness, this is a thing. People are actually like putting their families out on YouTube and they've been doing it for years. And so it's like we don't know what we don't know sometimes.
Yeah.
And I think that that part is something that I am coming to terms with. I think I could flat footed and say I have come to terms with that. I don't know what I don't know. And a lot of times I do resort to like, I feel like I've gotten much better as far as saying,
absolutely,
I trust you, babe. And the thing, going back to last episode, the thing about that is, and I don't know, it's a part of my story. I'm going to say it. I grew up with a father who was very ambitious as far as business plans and this, that, and the other, and it's gonna be lucrative and whatever. And I have to say that I am 36 years old and none of that stuff has come to fruition. And the things that were successful, he passed off to someone else, to, you know, whatever. And so with that being said, being married to someone who's entrepreneurial minded and who does the same things that like guys, my dad used to drive us through neighborhoods and show us plots of land and saying, we're going to have a house on this plot of land, or we're going to live in this neighborhood or whatever. Glenn does that too.
Yeah, I did it not knowing.
he did that too. And it, you have to understand that that's kind of like triggering.
Yeah.
For someone who grew up with the father I did. Love my dad to death, but that's just what it is.
Yeah.
And so the thing about, like, the thing that helps me, there's so much here. And yeah, don't read too
so much here.
Don't read too much into this. Don't read more into it than what I'm saying. But what I am saying is that I'm able to trust him. And the reason I'm able to trust him is because he has backed up his word more times than not. Mm. When he says he's going to do something, he does it. When he's not afraid of accountability. He's not afraid of wisdom. He's not afraid to seek wisdom. He's constantly growing and seeking help and like having the hard conversations with himself and with me and with others. And so I've been able to see the fruit of his labor and to see the manifestation of his visions and his dreams. And that's what makes it easy for me now. I won't lie, it doesn't necessarily always make it easy. Mm-mm. But that's what makes it easier now to be able to say, okay, babe, I trust you.
Well, you know, and that's, and thank you for that. And I would just want to say that I'm dealing with his missteps.
Mm-hmm.
And it's making it harder for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that I grieve.
Mm.
Like, it makes, like, it's harder for me because love your dad to death. He didn't do what he said he was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have to think about, like, okay, so I know that we can do this, but my wife has a history of this being a part of her story.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can't go as fast as I want to go. Like, I have to wait. And love says I wait. Love says that I'm patient. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I know your story,
mm-hmm.
right? But then I think how easy it's going to be for Anaya's husband.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, I believe in you. Go ahead.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. we are walking through something that's kind of like, hey, my dad was like with a puppet. You're going to buy a whatever. I don't care. It's better than a puppet. You know what I'm saying? Like
yeah.
how easy it's going to be. But this is like, okay, this is like family tree,
mm-hmm.
generational curse. This is like the branching off here. So in a way, for me to honor you is to respect, like, hey, this is what you went through. And I can't say, you know, by any means necessary. What time is your meeting?
3:45.
Okay. You know, by any means necessary, I'm going to do what I want to do. And I don't care if you got trauma. I don't care if you're dealing with old stuff from your, you know, it is important that I honor that. So it is, I understand you want to compare, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm ready to just run whenever you're ready to let go.
Mm.
But I can't go without you holding on. Like, if you're still holding on to that prior, I can't run full speed because mm-hmm. I'm just going to trip when you get scared.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. And I don't know how we got there from that person's situation, but even if you could think about it like this, young lady, right?
Mm.
Your children are going to benefit from your obedience.
Ooh.
So if you marry a scumbag,
ooh,
somebody who ain't have to prove nothing to you and allowed you to be homeless,
you better preach.
That's what your daughter is going to accept or what she's going to resent you for. And that is also what your sons are going to see as the standard of who they can be.
Mm.
So I would be very careful moving forward in this relationship because it is a legacy move. Mm-hmm. It is a, nah, like I wanted to be with someone with more sense, you know?
Who you choose is a legacy move.
Yeah.
It most definitely is.
Yeah.
Mm. How married are you, love?
You know, I want, this is not a thing I've done recently, but it's a thing that I can say that I've done, is that I proved it to you and everybody who wondered about me in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like they are quiet. They ain't got nothing to say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're reaping the benefits of me keeping my word.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your dad often thanks me for keeping my word to him,
mm-hmm.
that I would take care of you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he does it over and over and over again. And so, yeah. How married are you? How married are you?
I'm so married that last night when we were leaving the pool, I was like, you stay and hang out with your parents for a little bit and I'll get all the kids home. But you were trying to help me and I appreciate you trying to help me.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
Yeah. We got home and showered.
Yeah. And yeah. I got to kick it with my parents for a little bit. And that was fun. We had fun last night.
That's good. I had fun with them, too. I actually enjoyed the time we got.
Yeah.
And that's just how married we are.